I think what Sri Lanka is doing is absolutely fantastic. You know, investing in grassroots rugby is a joy to see. You know, it's so important for kids growing up that you know they have opportunities like this. You know, to come to the Welsh training facility. You know, and for me, if I had that as a kid, you know, growing up, it would inspire me so much to wanna be there one day. You know, playing and training for Wales and being part of all that. So no doubt, you know, I'm sure the kids that have been here today, you know, certainly there's going to be some kids there that are going to be put on the Welsh jersey in years to come.
And you played, you know, grassroots rugby and mini rugby yourself. Do you feel that really contributed to where you are now?
Without a doubt, you know, I had opportunities to train with you know, coach the best coaches and players, but nothing like this. Not actually coming to you know, the Welsh training facility is just amazing. But yeah, I had the opportunity. I was lucky. I had a very good coach in Rob Steele growing up, Fergusainen. You know, he really taught us how to enjoy rugby. You know, and just you know express ourselves and things. So you know, it's important that you know we got the right coaches and just making sure that the kids are enjoying their rugby growing up. Because if they're joining, they're always going to be wanting to play, and that was huge for me, you know, growing up. So yeah, you know, I was lucky, you know, to have great people, great family, great people around me, and yeah, you know, without a doubt, grassroots rugby is a huge to where I've come today.
Do you think it's harder for, you know, children of the age you've seen today? Do you think it's going to be harder for them to perhaps get into your position? Do you think there's less opportunity for them now?
I don't think so. You know, there's always you know, new teams being opened, you know, a kids level and things, and yeah, you know, the coaches are always out. You know, there's always coaches looking out for young talent. You know, we've got the academy systems in place which are bringing through the best talent there is, you know, really making sure that none are falling through that net, you know, and making sure none are missed. That said, you know, if you are missed as a kid, you know, there's no reason why you can't achieve somewhere else later on down the line. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, that because you're picked at under 16s level that you can't achieve later on. You know, some kids are late developers and physically, you know, and things. So the message for me is just enjoy your rugby and just if you want to achieve in rugby, you know, you do everything you can to get there. You know, take a lot of sacrifice, but the rewards are certainly worth it at the end.
And they were often asking you for advice at the end. A lot of them were putting their questions to you, serious and not. Yeah. But if you could give them one major piece of advice, would it be that, you know, to just stay focused and just keep on trying your best?
Yeah, certainly. If you have a dream, you go out there and grab it. You know, you achieve it. My dream was to play rugby for Wales. You know, I couldn't believe it when I actually had achieved it. But you know, you have ups and downs through growing up in your career. I certainly had my downs, but you know, through disappointment and things. But it's how you come back from that and taking that disappointment, making sure that you know, you take that as a positive, and it gives you that motivation to really go out and achieve what you want to achieve.
When you were out training in the barn earlier with the younger players, were there any that caught your eye? Do you think there's going to be any, you know, coming up through the ranks?
Oh, certainly. You know, there was some real good skills going on there. Some beautiful runners. You know, really balanced, and not just the guys, but you know, hopefully the girls. Team that was there, hopefully, you know, we'll see them putting on the Welsh jersey for the women's team as well.